Thank you for joining us here on 95.7 Duke FM. You won't believe who I have on the phone with me right now. I have the honor of speaking with one of the finest deep voices in country music, the great Josh Turner. How's it going, Josh?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy, my friend. Seems like you've been busy here at the end of 2021.
Yeah. It's been a busy year. I've done probably about a year's worth of work in 6 months.
So, had to make up for lost time pretty quickly, huh?
Well, it's not the way I planned it, but it's just the way it happened. Hey, it's good to be back to work. It's good to be back, you know, in front of the fans, and we've been having a good time.
Well, you got your new Christmas album out, King Size Manger, and you'll be bringing your Holiday in the Hits tour to Knoxville at the Knoxville Civic Auditorium on Tuesday the 21st. And I got to say, I'm surprised that it's taken this long for a Josh Turner Christmas album to come out. You hear the name Josh Turner and you hear the words Christmas album, and then we all realize that's something we've needed in our life for quite some time. I got to say, I listened to it and it's great, Josh.
Oh, well, thank you. And yeah, you know, it's I don't want to say it was 20 years in the making because I haven't been working on it for 20 years, but I have been thinking about doing one for that long. And my fans have asked me every year, you know, where the Christmas record is. And so I finally get to deliver this to them. And I'm very proud of this record, very excited about the song selection and just the way everything came together. I think the fans will really take a lot from it.
So the fans were obviously the inspiration for this album then, huh?
Partly. But like I say, I've always wanted to do a Christmas record, but the timing and the opportunity just never really presented itself until now. And the good thing is I've had plenty of time to think about it, so it didn't take me very long to throw it together. And so it was probably the quickest record I've ever made, but like I say, it's very well done, and I'm very proud of it.
The song selection is great. What was your process on choosing what songs you wanted to do?
Honestly, it was just... I was sitting down with my producer, and I played him probably 3 hours worth of music, and I think I kind of overwhelmed him because I assumed that he would just kind of sit back and say, okay, well, here's my list of favorites, but he wanted to live with all of that stuff for a few weeks to kind of, you know, sift through it and everything, and the ones that he kind of gravitated towards were really the ones that just kind of came from my heart and that felt natural to me, so it wasn't forced, it wasn't manufactured, and so I think that's what the fans are really going to pick up on.
Oh, yeah. What's the song? Mele Kalikimaka? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Mele Kalikimaka Mai Ohana. Yep.
Now, do you have a movie that comes to mind when you hear that song?
Nothing in particular, and it's funny, too, because everybody when people see that title, I'm automatically think of, you know, the Jimmy Buffett song, but it's a totally different song.
Okay, gotcha. See, I was thinking of that movie Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase when he's fantasizing about the pool in the backyard. That song is playing. So that's the first thing I thought of when I heard you singing it. I'm like, yes, I love this song. So that's great. So after listening to the album, you got some familiar voices on the album with you. The Turner family made a feature on this album, huh?
Yeah. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas has always been my favorite Christmas song. It was originally done by Judy Garland back in the 40s, I think, in a movie she did called Meet Me in St. Louis. And I've always been a huge fan of her and voice and her talent, and so it all made sense when I came to know that. So I figured if I'm going to have my favorite Christmas song on this record, I might as well have my favorite people in the world join me on this song. So it was a lot of fun having them on it, and we've been, you know, performing it every night.
Were they excited to jump on the Turner recording process?
Oh, absolutely. And it wasn't their first time being on a record of mine, but this was the first time that all six of us have collaborated on one song.
And you are in the music video for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, right?
Well, we did a performance of it that we recorded, we actually just put it out on my social media that people can check out. I think it got over 1 million views in like 2 or 3 days.
Now, so, is that your oldest son playing the guitar with you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. So do you feel like you've made some future musicians? Do your kids seem to gravitate towards a career in music yet?
He definitely does, but as far as the other three.
Kind of too young.
Yeah.
Will they be traveling and performing with you on the tour on Tuesday?
Yeah. They've been out here on the whole tour and, you know, having a ball, you know, performing for the fans. And looks like we're going to finish the tour up there in Knoxville, saving the best for last.
Oh, there you go, coming to Rock East Tennessee. We appreciate you for sure. Now, this is not a new thing, traveling with the family, because I read your wife has been performing with you for a long time now, doing backup vocals and keyboards.
Yeah, she was a part of my band for over 10 years. My three oldest have practically grown up on the road, and then we kind of took a like a 7-year break. They're no stranger to touring and being on the bus and being on the road, but this is the first time that they've actually been out here as part of the show, so it's been fun for everybody.
Great. So you met your wife when you were attending Belmont in Nashville. Was she doing a music interest as well?
Yeah, she was a music major, so was I, and that's where we met, and here we are.
Wow, so that's pretty great. You get to do what you love and what you're great at naturally, and get to include your entire family. So I bet that's a very humbling experience, huh?
Absolutely.
So going back to your Belmont days, I read this back in 2001. You performed "Long Black Train" at the Grand Ole Opry, and you got a standing ovation mid-song. Is that true? And can you reflect on what that moment was like, being the Josh you were then?
It is true. My manager at the time and I practically begged the general manager of the Opry to let me go on stage just to sing one song, and he finally relented, and so I got to go on there December 21st, 2001, the Friday night before Christmas.
Wow.
And sang "Long Black Train" with the Opry staff band. Had no idea what I was doing. and the crowd had no idea who Josh Turner was.
But so, they did after that show.
So about halfway through the song, people started cheering and standing up. And by the time I finished the song, the whole crowd was on their feet. And just, I left the stage. Bill Anderson calls me back out there to, play it again, and I had no idea how to do an encore. once the reality kind of sank in with me, it was pretty emotional. I just kind of stumbled my way through the second go round, but it was incredible to get a standing ovation and an encore like that in the same place that Hank Williams got his 6 or 7 encores for "Lovesick Blues" on his Opry debut. So.
Wow. I mean, what a crazy... Now, here we are 20 years later on the 21st when you'll be here in Knoxville. That'll be 20 years from that moment.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
That is some crazy stuff. So did you write "Long Black Train" in college then?
I did.
Man, that is just crazy to see your early beginnings, and now here you are just cranking out a Christmas music album, which, by the way, all the great music artists have one, so you're part of the selection now, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah, I finally made it.
So I got a couple quick questions for you, just to kind of end this. So in your early beginnings, what was your first name in country music that you met, and did you get a little bit nervous?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I've probably forgotten that, over the years, because I've met so many people. But Randy Travis was the guy that I had always wanted to meet, and I met him early on in my career because he was really the inspiration for me wanting to be a country singer and wanting to move to Nashville. And so I finally got to meet him, and he was just exactly the person that I expected him to be, and he has been ever since. And now we're good friends, and, we've worked together and sung together and been on record together, all kinds of stuff like that. But meeting Randy for the first time was a dream come true.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, him being your inspiration, that makes a whole lot of sense. But if you could work with any other name in country music, what would be a big name that you haven't worked with that you would just love the opportunity to?
Oh, man. That's a good question too, because I've worked with a lot of big names. So it's that list is getting shorter and shorter. But man, that's a good question. I've kind of talked about doing something with Lyle at some point. That's not a name that a lot of people would expect me to say, but I've always been a big Lyle Lovett fan.
I love it. Absolutely. Okay, so another quick one. My best friend, Nick Herm, he went to Belmont for performing as well. He then met his future wife performing later on. His wife's name is Marissa Herm, and she's a huge fan of yours. She's all the time playing your music. She's super stoked that I had the opportunity to chat with you today. So my question to you is, what is a quick piece of advice, if you could give it, that you would give to somebody who is pursuing a career in music?
If they're going to Nashville and pursuing country music, especially as an artist, I can't speak to anything else because that's what I've done. Is going to Nashville, I kind of learned the hard way. And so I would tell, young aspiring artists when they go to Nashville, just understand that you're going to have to make connections. You're going to have to get out there and shake hands and just like I say, make connections. It's all about who you know. Got to be in the right place at the right time. If you're sitting in your apartment waiting for some big producer to come knock on the door, that's not going to happen.
No, you gotta put in a little bit of manual labor.
That's right.
So. Awesome. And to wrap things up, I have a question I just have personally. So I'm curious. Let's say you get home from a long day of recording, right? The wife and kids, they're off doing their own thing. You decide to wind down by getting yourself a beverage and listen to one of your favorite records. What beverage does a man like Josh Turner sip on, and what album would you play?
That's a good question. I don't know about the drink. It depends on the day and the mood, but... As far as the record, man, that's a good question. It's going to be either something like, you know, Dr. Ralph Stanley or Waylon, Johnny Cash, Ernest Tubb, Lyle Lovett, Randy Travis, John Anderson, you name it.
My inspiration for that question was I was going through your catalog and I noticed you covered the Kris Kristofferson song, Why Me? And I'm a big Kris Kristofferson fan. So I was like, wow, that's crazy to see you cover that as well. And you have a great rendition of it.
And to have him on it, that was the biggest thing.
Well, Josh Turner, I got to say, East Tennessee loves what you've been doing, especially your new Christmas album, King Size Manger. Everyone definitely needs to hear it, and I've listened to it, and I think it's a great album to play in the background during the family gatherings we have coming upon us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to Tuesday. We're going to have a great time, and like I say, we're going to be playing the hits. We're going to be playing a lot of the stuff from the King Size Manger record, and we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, we won't keep you. We're excited to see you when you come here to Knoxville at the Knoxville Civic Auditorium on Tuesday the 21st. If you're hearing this, you got to get your tickets. You can do that by texting the word Josh to 76622. We'll send you the link so you can get your tickets purchased. So, Josh, thank you so much for giving us some of your time here today on 95.7 Duke FM.
Oh, anytime. My pleasure.